بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just to recap on the last week one, but this that Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emphasized on the importance of when you enter in the masjid, how clean and how pure your heart must be. ND823550. How important it is that did we act on it or not? Because the heart has to be so pure. Allah through His fazl will allow you to come to the masjid. But you yourself asked yourself this question: did I purify myself before I came to masjid? I came to the masjid, I made wudu from home. Outwardly you purified yourself, but inwardly you purified also. That we entered the masjid, you had any kind of grudge with anyone? When you came to the masjid, you saw someone, hey, this person caused some harm to me. Was your heart clean? Or when you left the house, any problem you had with the wife? Did you leave with a bag? That you left the house in this condition that she did not even make salam to her too? You looked to her with a bad eye? And you came to the masjid with that condition? But that's it. Through the grace of Allah, allow you to come in. But ask yourself, how are you with Allah? If you want your relation to Allah Ta'ala, everyone who is sitting here, are sitting with this intention that they are going to become close to Allah Ta'ala. Every one of us. We want, how can we get more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala? So if you want to become more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala, then this is the condition you're supposed to have, that your heart will be so clean with everyone. Sometimes you, when you come to the masjid, you see a person cause some harm to you. A thought will come. You will not be answerable for that thought. Because sometimes if that person did a wrong thing to me, and say, hey, you know, it brings back a bad memory, but immediately you combat it. You do not accommodate those things. You do not think bad about him. You don't feel happy for that. Because it's nature that when a person sees someone cause harm to someone, you will look at him and say, this person caused harm to me. To that extent, Allah won't question you. But do not even accommodate those things. So what I'm trying to say, let us keep our heart as clean as possible. In other words, we must have no enemies at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one can say that he underwent difficulties more than a week. The harm that he underwent, but yet you will look at everyone with one eye. But very, very pure, I forgive everyone. So we have to have that heart of forgiving everyone. That kind of be. But I'm just trying to show you that sometimes someone causes harm to you. Then you see that person at that moment, for a moment, the thought comes. It's natural. But do not accommodate. Do not make it more than that. And that will be bad. Especially when you're leaving the house. The husband and wife is ups and down all the time. Oh, nah. One minute she's smiling, another minute she's crying. One minute she's happy, another minute she's complaining. These two things will always happen in the house. One thing you must expect, that complaints more than the happiness. She will never tell you, gave me nothing, to no problem. You ask yourself, she told that, you know yourself how much you gave her. But you yourself, when you're leaving the house, make salam and be clean hearted. It mustn't be that you come to the masjid, but you have a bad heart. That must not be this. If you only can follow this one thing, that you have a heart clean with everyone, half your battle is solved. Half your battle. You don't have to worry of anyone, because Allah won't question you then, because you've got no such thing, have any kind of grudge with anyone. You don't have any kind of malice for anyone. If a person's heart is clean, he doesn't have malice for anyone. You don't have any jealousy for anyone too. This jealousy and malice and all that anger, that pride that comes is because of this. So if our heart is clean with everyone, inshallah, then your heart is clean all the time, then the Allah Ta'ala will give you straight the road to Jannat. Dunya becomes Jannat too. Leave it on Akhirat. Akhirat is there. That you sacrifice everything. But you sacrifice for me, are you Dunya Jannat too? So today the majlis is about zikr. A lot of people make zikr, make all kinds of zikr.
But what is the intention? The intention is very important. Because we have this front of us, worldly gains. Worldly gains. Everything that we do today is worldly gains. We must have only one thing, for the pleasure of Allah. In every action of ours, we have to seek to how to search the pleasure of Allah. Searching, I must keep him happy, no one else. There must be no other intentions because of increase of wealth. You get this habit, increase of wealth. Let me now make namaz, make zikr and all. Or because of debt, debt, owing money. I've got a lot of loan, got owing money. Let me make zikr with that. In other words, you make zikr with Ya Allah, other than my loan, my debt will be combined. All that. Or success in court, court case now. You make zikr for that. All those things you do. It's obvious when you have, or you're sick, very sick, that Allah Ta'ala will remove the sickness. So you need to do all those things. This all come worldly things. Worldly things. I mentioned to you some time ago that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, that person became bad to him. He says, why he became bad is because I was sick. And so I decided that if I become bad to the barakat, Allah will cure me. And the Father Allah Ta'ala cured him too. But then Hazrat Thani told him, go away from me. I don't want to see you. Because you did not do anything after that for your akhirah. It's only for the dunya you do it. So we today, whatever may zikr to that, hey, I'm going to some difficulties, let me read my zikr. Oh, I'm going to some difficulties, let me go to the masjid. Oh, I'm very sick, so let me go to the masjid, make zikr, that zikr, that zikr. So our intentions are just because of that, if the, whatever you affected with, that you want that to become right, that is why you want to do that. But in other words, you know what? Cool, but in reality, you're not supposed to think that. There should be no worldly gains at all. There should be no worldly gains at all, because no such thing as I'm doing for that. To that extent that you don't even have the thought what I'm going to get to. When you're doing anything, you say, Allah Ta'ala, you're not supposed to worry what I'm going to get to. When I'm going to get to. How I'm going to get to. Today we are in this position that whenever we do something, we're waiting now, I'm doing this thing here. I want it now and now. That is not with Allah Ta'ala. When He decides to give you, He'll give you. When you don't want to give, He won't give you. Now when you bring about this kind of thought that I'm waiting for the thing now, I put my CV through. I'm waiting now. Nothing happening. I gave CV there, I see the whole world, I sent the CV through. Nothing happening. When is going to happen? Every day he's waiting. I don't know what's happening. Nothing happening. Every day he's accommodating his mind. What is he doing actually? He's bringing about more confusion, anxiety, and lack of respect for Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala, your duty is to just leave it in Allah's hands. Thereafter he decides to give you or not. When is coming? What happening? While you thinking like that, you are now taking your attention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that. So then you can't sleep too. Then you have anxiety taking place, confusion taking place, all kind of things. For a girl getting married, your daughter, you got a few daughters at home. Someone came and went away. They came and went away. So what? When are they going to come now? When are they going to put a proposal? No proposal coming. Thinking all the time. By thinking like that, will not change the situation. Will not change the situation. Yes, the only thing will happen, you'll be suffering yourself. You'll be suffering with all kind of anxiety and confusion and all kind of your mind will be mixed up all the time. You won't have a peace of mind, peace of heart at all. So what is Allah's work, let Allah do, and what is your work, you must do. When someone comes to you, see, nothing happened, he decided that. If you have this in your heart that his decision it is, then you will not get disturbed at all. You will not get disturbed. A person opening a business also, no customers coming and know what to do. No, every day this and that and that and this. He's trying, never face all. But now, if he leaves his hands like this, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, I said, Ya Allah, this place is completely deserted. But I'm going to call you, you send it. then that like that, if I have the same intention, Allah Ta'ala will send. Allah Ta'ala will send. Because of our own weaknesses, that we're supposed to be so strong with Allah Ta'ala, that Allah, whatever you do is best for me. I'm doing my work. So correctly I'm doing everything, but it's your duty to give it to me. When you give, you decide to. When you give, you decide. But you mustn't wait for it to come. Yes, you must make dua. Dua is something which is very important. Do you know Nuh alayhi salam? 1,000 years he made, close to 1,000 years, he made tabligh. But he never said, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, only 50 people accepted Islam. I made so much of hard work I did. I did so much of hard work. I went to people, gave an invitation, all came for 900 years, it's a small thing. But never did he say, Allah Ta'ala, why this thing? He said, Allah, you can do what you want to do. I'm doing my work, you do your work. I'm doing my work, you do your work. How much you send is your work. I can't question you. Allah, you know what is best for me. I don't have to tell you. So in other words, Nuh alayhi salam never questioned Allah Ta'ala. But he continues doing without happily to. Always smiling because Allah, your decision it is. Why can't we bring the same condition as to that? Whatever Allah Ta'ala is doing, Allah, I'm happy with that. But make dua, O Allah, I'm weak. O Allah, give me this, with that. But speak to Allah Ta'ala and no one else. Because every Nabi had this habit that whatever difficulties and hardship they went, they only spoke to Allah Ta'ala because they know that no one else can remove the situation besides Allah Ta'ala. So we are supposed to speak to Allah, no one else. Musa alayhi salam is the same thing too. Nuh alayhi salam the same thing. Ayyub alayhi salam the same thing. Ayyub alayhi salam, what difficulty he underwent. We all know he went to that difficulty that the people took him out of the place. They didn't want to see his face. Rahmat alayhi salam was with him all the time. And the time when she asked him, why don't you make dua to Allah? Talat Allah was cured. He said, how long, how many years Allah gave me good years? He said, so many years. He said, in so many years, this much, if I make tawbah, what is this? In other words, your relationship with Allah will be that kind that you don't ask help for anyone besides Allah. And you must be able to accept his decision. If today he kept in this condition that you're weak and sick and all the time, then you must know that is what he got best for you. If he will keep you poor in this time, that is knowing that is best for you. In other words, everything that Allah Ta'ala does for you is the best for you. You want to become strong, Allah Ta'ala says, no, I'm going to keep you weak. You're trying to use this medication, that medication, all kind of things using, end of the day, you're still a weak person. Why? Allah Ta'ala said, this is what I want to do for you, to prevent you from doing all the wrongs. There's so many things that a blind man also, you say, I want eyes. But the thing is, he does not know how much of sin Allah Ta'ala is protecting him from. If he's protected from all the sin, then thank Allah Ta'ala. I know one person, he was a deaf person, who told Hazrat Muhammad Masulah, Hazrat, whoa, Bera, Atsa, both Gunaus and Yipata. Both Gunaus and Yipata. You don't understand how much of sin is saved from. That person blind, how much of sin is saved from. That person who is deaf, how much of sin is saved from. So we're not looking at what Allah is doing for you. You look at what you want. What you want is not wanted, what Allah wants is what. So this is what we're supposed to be doing. That when you ask Allah Ta'ala, when you do anything, there is no such thing as what I want to get now, when I'm going to get it, why I'm not getting now, why it's delayed, and what I'm going to get after that month, what you want to do. You must not even worry what I'm going to do in akhirat. Because what the meaning of that? You're trying to say, Allah Ta'ala, I need these things there. You're not supposed to give me those things. But in reality, you're supposed to say, Allah Ta'ala, whatever you do is that way. Because the people of, the great people, the saints, they don't ask anything. They don't even ask this thing that I'm going to die in this place too. They don't even ask that. They say, Allah, wherever you keep me, that is the best place. Last week I mentioned, the place becomes sacred because of you. Because of you. You can be anywhere, but if you are sacred, that place, Makkah, Madinah, is very sacred, does not make you sacred. But wherever you are, you can make yourself sacred. You can make yourself sacred. Look at the Buzuganadim throughout the world, they be passed. The covers are there. Thousands of people are going there. What making them go there? the sacredness of it. Everywhere, Sahaba Ikram, how many places around the world they were worried that place becomes sacred because of this. So it's you that make the place sacred, it's not the place. The place always is sacred. So you must not have any kind of this kind of thought that you know what, I want this, why this happened like this, and don't wait for any situation. As I tell you, because a lot of people are going through difficulties now, they say, I don't know why I'm doing this, I'm doing that, nothing is happening. But more you wait for when it's going to happen, when the results come down, what's going to happen, and why for thinking like that, al-intidharu ashadd min al-maut. A person, when he waits for something, is worse than death. How you wait for death? He waits for death. Every morning he wakes up, I don't know what's happening, man. Nothing happening. Don't take Allah like that. Take Allah will give me. If you think what's happening, Allah said, okay, I'll do it. You want it like that? I'll do it like that. But you see, Allah Ta'ala, you give me. I'm crying to Allah. That dua must not be short. Dua must be made all the time. And Allah has been so kind to us that make dua in this way. They say, you make dua without wudu also. You make dua without wudu any time you can make up. Any time of night you make wudu. The time for acceptance of dua is not stipulated that is this as acceptance. While you're sitting down here to your dua is accepted. While you're sitting down here to your dua is accepted. So it's no such thing as any special time. So do not give out dua. Unfortunately today in the art of Taweez, man. One of this happening of Taweez. Why dua is the biggest Taweez? Dua is the biggest Taweez. I know people come and learn, but Taweez, what Taweez can do? You yourself can become the big Taweez. And I always say, everyone read the Quran is the biggest Taweez. Once you read the Quran, the Quran is a shifa in us. It's how you read it. If you read with respect and all that, Allah gives you the shifa straight away. But do not worry with Taweez and all this. Taweez, Benda is not very good. Alhamdulillah, there is certain Taweez, but now they overboard the Taweez. Going to people too much, well, I want Taweez for this, I want Taweez for that. Why is it? You know, the hand is full of Taweez. The neck will be full of Taweez. You don't want that. You become a necklace of that. We want the Taweez of the Quran. Read the Quran all the time. The barakat of the Quran will give you shifa. And always, as far as possible, if it's possible, be in wudu all the time. Be in wudu all the time. You do not know being wudu, but as I said, if you're going through some sickness and all, you mustn't force to keep wudu. Then you must be normal. But if you're in good health and all, being wudu, it becomes a shield for you to commit guna. It protects you from a lot of sickness too. A second thing which is very important is your mind. Your mind will become very strong.
Yeah.
Do not get caught up with people telling, hey, you're very sick. You know how they say, when a person wants to interfere with someone, he comes, hey, you're very sick. You know the story of the Ustad? The one that the Ustad boxed today? In the body decided, let's tell the Ustad you're sick. One brother can go, Hazrat, you're sick. Go in, not to tell me. Another brother, you Hazrat, you're sick. 10 brothers came to me, boy, I'm really sick. He was not sick at all. But I'm really sick. So we mustn't become like that. If someone tells us, my Hazrat is very strong in the mind, and always told you must become strong in the mind. If someone tells you that someone did something on you too, no, he did not do. By you saying that, become strong. It's everything you did. But everything because someone did on you too, no one did anything to you, become a sick person. Someone did to me. Take this out of your mind. I'm promising you stay on your mind because this has become very, it's common now. Someone did to you, man. Your father did this to you, mother did this to you. So this thing must take out of mind, become strong. And also sickness also. You are sick, not say no, but not that sick. Not that sick. You know, my husband will give us an example. We're all married people here, yeah, I can talk. As they say, you know, very sick, oh, mashallah, sick. You know, wife come near you where the sickness goes. That time sickness can go on. So what kind of sickness that is? You understand? Just to give us an example, if you're really sick, how can that occasion, and that time, you know what happens? That jaw that come off from the body is something else. But at that time, the sickness is gone. So if you can fit for yourself with that sickness, then you must fit for anything else then. So Hazrat should give up all this kind of thing. Not because it's very important for us to know that we say very quickly we are sick. But when a wife calls you, that time forget your sickness too. So likewise, you must not forget Allah Ta'ala also. Don't forget Allah Ta'ala also. That you must not keep Allah Ta'ala happy, that's Allah Ta'ala comes first. If you can't keep Allah Ta'ala happy, then you're keeping your wife happy, then what kind of happiness is that? So whatever results, you know, and do not wait for results, whatever you do. No, I want results. What results you want? What results? You're not supposed to just think of any results at all. Like you tend to say, you know what, I read my namaz, I want some results. I read zikr made, I want some results. What results are you looking for? You are lucky, allowed to take his name. You are fortunate, took his name at least. He took his name, it's a very great ni'mat. So this is what happens, you know, waiting for what is going to happen. Just reciting to death is worse than death, but how upon? You bring upon yourself all kind of confusions. By thinking like this, that you know what's going to happen, when is going to happen, I'm still waiting now, nothing happening still, my seed is gone still, no happen, no money coming to, business is so quiet, what's happening? All that Allah Ta'ala tests your person, but you must have your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Have trust in Allah Ta'ala. That only your attention will be Allah. That's why, you know, all the Nabis, even Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, they only spoke to Allah Ta'ala when it is. My grief and sorrow only give to Allah. He said very clearly, I don't give my grief to anyone else. My difficulties only speak to Allah because no one else can remove the difficulties. This is our relationship with Allah Ta'ala supposed to be of that kind. Not to everyone else. We are not doing that. We have our trust is gone. Whether you get something, you don't get something, not important at all. You do not get anything, Alhamdulillah. You got something. Today you put a high pedestal, Alhamdulillah. Today you put a low pedestal, Alhamdulillah. Your relation with Allah Ta'ala is this kind. You put the highest pedestal, put you onto, Alhamdulillah. Even lowest pedestal down to the ground too, Alhamdulillah. It makes no difference at all. It makes no difference. Your relationship become the same. So you get all kinds of things. But the real thing is what is how to bring about that you might have that the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala is very important. For what are you making the zikr? You're making zikr for only one purpose. And that is to get the closer Allah Ta'ala. Relation of Allah Ta'ala will become strong. Relation of Allah Ta'ala will become strong. Your zikr must be for relation of Allah Ta'ala. If your relation is not strong, the love of Allah Ta'ala must overtake all the love of everything else. When a person makes zikr of Allah, and the relation of Allah Ta'ala becomes that strong, the love of the whole world comes afterwards. When Allah's love comes first, if you haven't got that, then what have you achieved? The achievement of when the buzuk al-Adin says, zikr karo. They expect you to make zikr to bring about the love of Allah Ta'ala that they love. Iman is Iman. Everyone got Iman. But we want that Iman, Ashadu. That Iman that is so strong that overtakes all other people's love. If that is not overtake all other people's love, that means your Iman is weak. If your wife tells you, I want to do this, it's against the law of Allah. If overtakes the law of Allah, you're not prepared to do it. No matter what happens, with nikah, whatever it is, we will not do it. The love of Allah will be that strong. Love. Allah Ta'ala comes first. Your child asks you something. You can ask him the thing, no matter how much of love you have with him. Remember one thing, my love for my child is very great, but not the love of one. Of Allah Ta'ala. The love child, you ask you something too, no matter how much love you have, better it's wrong. You're not going to do it. If you don't have that in you, but today we listen to the wife. If the wife says, well, do that thing, you again the love of Allah will do it. Then how are you going to question Allah? How are you going to answer Allah Ta'ala? So this is what you call the zikr of Allah Ta'ala makes you become so strong that it must overtake everything else. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he never questioned Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, why are you telling me to slaughter my son? He never said that. What's wrong? My son did something wrong, then tell him to slaughter. No, in my command. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is Allah's command, do it. Do it. They never looked at how difficult that is. Which there is no act which is more difficult than slaughtering your own son. There is no act like that. Ibrahim alayhi salam never said that. He said Allah's hukum. Ismail alayhi salam never said that. Oh father, go ahead. The wife was of that kind also. She said that if Allah's hukum is that, let me do it. We are supposed to act in the same way. that whatever Allah's hukum is, that abide to it. Follow it, no matter what it is. It can be never more difficult than that act of what they have to do. So the Anbiya ikram, that is what we're supposed to follow. Their sunnah, the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That no matter what happens, we not be answerable, we not confessing to anyone. That is the most important. So the relation of the Ta'ala, if you want peace of mind in this world, peace of heart and comfort, only one way, and that is to make the zikr of Allah. You can have all the money in the world. You can have the buildings, no one stopping you. Have the best of building, best of money, best of everything, but that will not give peace of mind. Peace of mind is something else. Peace of mind is something else. And this is the making of zikr of Allah. Making up there. By increasing your iman. Increasing your iman and total submission to Allah. Peace of mind can bring about total submission to Allah no matter what happens. Total submission. How Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did this. To keep it. One side dua, one side. One side this. They shouldn't wait for that condition. You know, certain people, when the iman becomes so strong, they even get the taste of Jannah in the world. Now you and I, we don't know. One big wuzu when he made him going to sajda, he feels like Allah is holding him, making love with him. He's experiencing that. Now you don't wait for that kind. Now let me, because I told you that, let me start doing that too. You can't even think of that. One another wuzu, what he thinks of something, he says when he made the zikr of Allah, he feels his mouth like short of sugar. Sugar, so sweet. Because the word of Allah, Ta'ala will take it. So they should get experience of Jannah with those in the world. Because Allah can say in the Quran too. The man and woman, as long as they do good deeds, then Allah Ta'ala give them the life of purity in this world. Jannah purity in this world. As long as they do. So if a person, when he gets so close to Allah Ta'ala by increasing his knowledge, by his zikr and becoming more close and keeping away from all sins and perfecting his iman. Perfecting his iman all the time. Because the most important to perfect one's iman. Because the iman is important. Zadatu imana. To impress to perfect iman. The more you perfect your iman, the more you will become like this, that you experience things in this world which you must not wait for. What has I said? Please do not wait for those things. That's against abdiyat. It's against abdiyat. A slave does not wait for any conditions. A slave, whatever Allah gives him, he takes it, except that. Now, if you're waiting for that condition, you know what? I'm waiting for that condition. Yesterday, when I read namaz, I had a feeling, what a feeling. I was in a world, now in another world. Now, next day, he's waiting for another world to come. So that means now he's taken the actual thing, and that's Allah, away from him and waiting for that condition. That becomes shirk. That becomes shirk. Whereas when the condition comes, he brought that condition. The next day he did not bring that condition. One day you enjoy your namaz so much, it's unreal. But next day you read namaz, all kind of thoughts are coming, but you continue in namaz. You continue in namaz because my condition is not to look wait for that thoughts, or that condition. My condition is pleasure. His pleasure is today, I must get all kind of thoughts, I'm happy with that. Yesterday his pleasure was this much, I must get the best of sukoon, I'm happy with that too. So one day with this condition, one day with that condition. So with all these conditions you are faced with, and you can bear it with it, then you find that you say, Alhamdulillah, that you are not looking for this condition, you are looking for searching the pleasure of Allah. Is that pleasure of Allah? And that is the most important, seek the pleasure of Allah. How to keep Allah happy? Every moment you do that. So the peace of mind and contentment can only come in a person when he brings about this condition, peace of heart, that he leaves everything out, not waiting for this, not waiting for that. If it happens, good. If it doesn't happen, good. And still waiting for this to happen. I don't know what's happening. No one coming. When they're coming. Someone coming. No one coming. All those things are not happening in his mind at all. Not in mind at all. No. I make dua and I leave Allah's hand. And continue making dua all the time and then see how Allah can work. But road to Allah Ta'ala, greatest quality is sabr. If Musa alayhi salam for 40 years made dua, he was a Nabi, and he made sabr and made 40 years dua, he did not make stop. How much we must make sabr?
to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. I've said, Allah Ta'ala Amal can go fit. They are true, muhabbat to Allah. The ta'aluf of Allah Ta'ala will become very strong. As I told you, when you come to the masjid, your heart will be clean, outside will be clean too. You go to sleep, outside will be clean too. You go to sleep, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping. I have no malice for anyone. I'm reminding you because it's very important. When you go to sleep, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping in this condition, because when no sleep is half death. You don't know whether your eyes will open again. So rather keep your heart clean as possible, no matter who it is. Oh Allah, keep your heart clean as possible. Inshallah, to the barakat of that, you find you get your iman becomes strong too. And khudana kare, if you have your eyes closed, you die with good iman. Allah ta'ala malkan in tawfiq nasib. Wa akhul da'un alhamdulillah. Allah sallam. Muhammad ibn wa'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا توفنا مسلمين واحفظنا بسببك وإلى خزايا ولا نقيم. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب العالمين.